Boy, he just couldn't get money for anything. It just wasn't to be had. It was really scarce.
He just wasn't no money. That money all disappeared. Must went east or someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace it disappeared. Someplace it just wasn't no money.
We went to California in '34. My dad had jobs regularly.
Mm-hmm.
He had money in the bank before the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
He still had it in during the Depression, but he couldn't get it out. I think he finally settled for something like 30 cents on the dollar.
Oh boy, I had some money, you know, I'd say we didn't make us just, you know, live in our family, you know, we'd make a little along a few hundred, you know, used to be, you couldn't make much money. I used to work on them trash machines, and wine, we got $2 a day, and they worked us 9 o'clock at night, we thought we was getting rich, $12 a week.
Yeah.
And I'd say that I had some money that's fairly built on, and Jesus Christ, that thing closed down. Well, we thought every day we was going to lose it. Mm-hmm. Last time we get reports, I was going broke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was in there for 4 or 5 years before we ever got anything on. A lot of it, I finally sold out, maybe 80 cents on the dollar or less, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they sure had advantage of you.
Yeah. Yeah, the banker didn't go bankrupt either, did he?
No, sir. No, it was a mess. But once you had a pricing, you know what financials is.
Oh, you bet.
Man, I'll tell you, that lasted for a long time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my dad worked regularly, but it sure took the savings.
Oh, boy. You know, I'd buy a cattle. Man, if you could make a dollar a head, that was shipped to Wichita, that was good money. You wouldn't average that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some you'd lose a couple dollars, maybe you'd make a dollar on one, you know, and I'd make a little. And I'd take a whole carload of cattle up to Wichita, and maybe the whole carload would come to $250, $300. I sold a bull here a year or two ago that brought more than a whole carload of cattle did in that depression.
Hmm.
50 head in it. I'd put some last time, 50, Bob, 50 head thing up there. And I had one bull, took over there and he even sold him, bought me more money than a whole carload of cattle did in that depression. Oh, I tell you, one time I sold one of the pretty steers up there at Wichita. He just bought $1.50 a hundred.
Goodness.
I'll never forget that one to die.
Cent
and a half a pound for that fat steer. I had pretty, I call them kind of mottled-faced heifers, you know, weigh about 6-7. A lot of folks call them white-faced, but there wasn't mark back on the neck good enough, you know, for it, because I'm a ham fella. And you know, I sold them for $2.25 a hundred of them, pretty what they call white face heifer.
Hmm.
$2.25, that's two little
quarters. 2 cents a pound.
Yes, sir.
Boy.
And I'd pay the freight out of that. You know, if anything I took up there that had a little black on its nose, that was a dog, you know, mixed with, you know, like Holstein, Jersey, something, another, call them dogs.
Oh.
You know? Man, $1.25 a hundred. That's a standard price. Couldn't get any more.
Goodness. It's a good thing those days are gone.
Is it? Well, I'll never forget one order took up. Sometimes take a week, get them sold out. You know, people are trying to even sell you their cattle. You walk down them alleys up there. And I had mine about half, two-thirds sold out. I went to the office and I asked them how much it had come to. And they told me, I said, if you took the freight out, and they said, no, we ain't figured the freight out yet. And I said, my guys don't believe they're going to pay out. One fellow took his sheep up and he had to send more sheep up to pay the freight. And his load didn't even pay for the freight.
He was just working for the railroad.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he had to send more sheep up just to pay the freight. He didn't get a thing out of the sheep.
Oh, my.
We take big hogs, $2.25 a hundred, big fat hogs.
Mm.
Oh, I tell you, I don't want to do that. He went to start selling that depression.
Those were sad years, weren't they?
He don't make any difference, Robert, how good a man you was or how big a day's work you could do. He just wasn't no work.
Yeah.
Man, you could get a man 5 cents a day.
Nobody needed it.
No, nobody needed him. His brother one day walked into a store and